Fidel assumed that he was being hired to work on a personal digital assistant, some successor to the Newton. But when he met with Rubinstein, the topic quickly turned to iTunes, which had been out for 3 months. "We've been trying to hook up the existing MP3 players to iTunes, and they've been horrible, absolutely horrible," Rubinstein told him. "We think we should make our own version." Fidel was thrilled. "I was passionate about music. I was trying to do some of that at Real Networks, and I was pitching an MP3 player to Palm." He agreed to come aboard, at least as a consultant. After a few weeks, Rubinstein insisted that if he was to lead the team, he had to become a full-time Apple employee. But Fidel resisted. He liked his freedom. Rubinstein was furious at what he considered Fidel's whining. "This is one of those life decisions," he told Fidel. "You'll never regret it."